They leave the heart.
I know it's the intestine. I know it's the stomach. And I know it's the, liver. But I'm like,
ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, these kids are trying to pick four organs, human organs. That's what used to be inside these four jars. They are empty now, but we want to know exactly what was inside. When the Egyptians mummified the body of a dead person, they removed the internal organs to preserve them separately. Usually, they stored them in jars like these. But which four organs? Do you know?
So,
the liver, the brain, the intestines, and the kidneys.
So close, so close. Why don't we think that the brain goes inside?
Because the Egyptians thought that the brain was a useless organ.
That's right. The Egyptians didn't know that the brain did anything important. They did take it out, but then they just threw it away.
How come they took everything out?
The body might decompose. It is the heart, the intestines, the stomach, and the liver.
The heart doesn't go into the vase because the Egyptians thought that the heart was needed in the afterlife.
Right. They took the heart out to mummify it, like the other organs, and then they put it back because it was extremely important. So we have four organs and four vases. Do you want a hint? The initials of the organs that go inside are S-I-L-L.
It's the lungs, the intestines, the stomach, and the liver.
Okay, the answer is stomach, intestines, liver, and lungs. Everyone.
Stomach, intestines, liver, and lungs. Yay!
But what about the heads on the top of the jars? To hear about them, press play now.